Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. It is a new week, ladies and gentlemen, babes of the universe.
I don't know. Babes?
Babes of the universe.
And dudes?
And dudes, but not many dudes.
Yeah.
Just the babes of the universe. That sounded right when I said it.
Babes of the universe. Wow. Babes of the universe. What's the word I'm looking for?
Unite?
No,
babes
but
of the universe, unite.
Yeah, I guess maybe that is the word I was
assemble.
Looking for. Assemble.
Assemble.
Thank you, Noah. Yeah, that's what I was. Avengers, assemble. Yep, yes. That's what I was looking for. Yep.
Babes
for
of Anchorman. The universe, assemble.
Yep.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Fran, how are you doing today? It's Sunday afternoon. We're heading into a new week.
New week.
End of April is near.
Yep.
What's going on?
Well, the time has come. It's moving week.
The journey is coming to an end.
Everybody who's listened to me talk about this for a month straight now. This is the week. I move on Friday.
So exciting. Congratulations.
I'm very excited. It is very nerve-wracking, but I just feel like there's a lot of stuff in my apartment. I don't know. There's something very sad about like packing everything up. Mm-hmm. And like I said on this many times before, roommates moving out before me. So I have all my stuff like in one spot in our apartment. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is it. This is
you're like Miley.
The Will Smith Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, this is all I got. It's stuffed in this corner right here.
You went Will Smith and I went Miley and Hannah Montana when they changed houses.
Yep.
Both relatable.
Yeah,
both what you are going through right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I got my Squishmallows in garbage bags.
Oh, okay.
So
that like adds to the whole.
They take up a lot more space than.
Yeah, that's
than
what
you
I'm
realize.
Saying. You're taking all of them.
You take a lot more space. Where am I going to put them?
I don't know. Sell them?
No, they're used.
People sell used things.
I know, but there's something about like I sleep with them all on my bed. You know,
people
like I wouldn't want to buy.
Yeah. So true.
I guess that's true. I'm just thinking from my perspective, like I wouldn't want to buy one that I knew some stranger was like cuddling with
but
every
what if,
night.
What
you're
if,
not
like,
a stranger.
Brie Larson slept with him. I don't know why that's the first person.
Brie
I
Larson,
of.
Huh?
Yeah,
Noah
I don't know
loves
why
Brie
that's,
Larson.
No, that's just
no,
the first.
No, it's like I wish I had Brie Larson's pillow.
No, yeah, I mean, when you asked me like if I got like a Nick Jonas used Squishmallow, like
yeah, I should have said that.
Brie Larson. All right, Noah, we know
right,
where your head's at. Yeah. Bonk, go to horny jail.
Horny alert.
Awkward.
I can't just say a woman's name.
No, it just, the speed with which you said it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't even like her that much.
He likes Allison Brie. I remember that.
Oh, that no, not anymore.
He's grown out of that.
Yeah.
He's on to Brie Larson now.
Oh, man.
Anyways. Sydney Sweeney. I mean, that's everybody. We all love Sydney Sweeney. I just want everyone to know that if every day you wake up and you are a different pant size, I'm with you. If your pant size is going up at a rapid pace week after week, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening, but I can't stop it. I can't stop it.
Keeps going.
It just keeps going. Yeah. I'm like, how? Like, I don't know. I think pant sizes are a scam.
100%. Every place, every store has different sizes too.
1,000%.
It varies in different. Like, I am multiple sizes different. Like, in some places than I am others. Like, buying more than one size.
Me too.
Where it's like, how does this happen? And then, yeah, no, I definitely had my, while I was packing, I have a whole side, tiny drawer, not like one of those little plastic container drawers that where all my pants that I have don't fit in anymore, I put them in there. These are like nice pants. And I'm like, one day I'll be able to put those bad boys back on. And packing up today, I was like, you know what? They're not coming with me.
Wow, you made the decision. You were like, they're never coming back on.
I'm reselling them. They're
That's fair.
Yeah, they're being sent away and being resold because I can't keep looking at them.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where you just, when did you get those pants? Years ago?
Yeah, years ago.
Years ago. Like that, they gotta go.
And I feel very comfortable in the pants. Like, I'm in the pants I'm in now, like, it is what it is, you know?
The pants you're wearing now make you comfortable?
Yeah, yeah. There's something, I think, psychological about keeping the smaller size pants around, where you, like, know they're there, and you're like, they're taunting you.
No,
I need them to fucking get out of there.
Swear to God, I've had to re-up different pairs of pants multiple times in the last few years. Like, just like five pairs of pants get thrown out, five new ones come in. Five get thrown out, five new ones come in. Like, it's just a cycle. I got five new pairs of pants this past weekend. Yeah. I was like, this is... And they're all different sizes.
Yep.
And they all fit me.
Yep.
And I'm like, just I'm telling you, this is
different brands. It's a disaster. It's a disaster.
I'm going to get my second vaccine appointment after this. Right after this. I'm nervy.
I think, you know, you'll be okay, but yeah, I think you will feel like shit.
Because
for a day.
Everybody is on the internet is always putting their two cents in on how they feel,
of course.
Right? And I've also been thinking,
you can't say like, oh, I'm getting my second shot without 9,000 people being like, get ready to not feel that.
Yeah. Yeah, buckle up.
Buckle up.
You're about to die.
Like, people are like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, it's terrible. It's the worst day ever. So it's everybody's experience is different. So
right. I'm just excited to see what mine is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could go either way.
You're going with the hot girl Pfizer. All the memes have been cracking me up. It's like the tweet of like, all my friends got Pfizer, I got Moderna. Like, am I the ugly friend?
Fran, what did you get?
Pfizer.
Yeah, I got Pfizer.
Sick, guys.
Boo-boo.
No, but it's funny because,
it's
legitimately going to be an icebreaker. Like, I really think, when we go into this summer, like in the fall, when you can kind of like go back into bars and stuff, people will straight up be like, so what,
a bunch
what
of us
vaccine
were having
did you get?
The other day about what, like, the gold standard is. We're like, we were comparing it to phones. Like, what's the Apple of vaccines? Yeah. And what's, like, the Samsung?
I think Pfizer is the
Pfizer
Apple.
Pfizer has to be Apple, but someone was like really arguing Moderna's like the Apple.
Well, so I feel like it could also be like Pfizer and like Pfizer is like the Verizon and Moderna is like the AT&T. Both good.
That's a better because like Apple, I feel like
you know,
a bigger gap.
There's a bigger gap. Like both are good. And then like.
But you know, you have to get like what they're calling a booster for Pfizer in like 6 months.
I thought it was a year.
No, it's after
it's
after a year.
Oh.
Yeah. That's fine.
But they were like, Moderna, you don't, like, they haven't announced that yet. Like,
yeah, well, it's only a matter
of
time. It's
also,
only a matter of time.
Like, you have to get booster shots when you're younger, also when you get vaccines.
I mean, you have to get a flu shot every year. So.
Yeah, it's one of those things that people act like it's crazy when this is
right.
just.
Like, we go every year to get a flu shot.
Right.
Like,
and when you're younger, you would get the there's so many different vaccines. I don't even know.
You tetanus
like,
shot.
Right, and then you'd get the booster shot, and it's like, whatever.
But
whatever vaccine you got is totally fine. But I do see the memes on the internet that are like, oh, have you got this? Mm-hmm. And then, but people now. I see are like, well, Dolly Parton donated to Moderna, so that's the hot girl one. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Like, it's your hot girl with whatever vaccine you got.
Yeah, true. Just hotties getting vaxxed.
Vaxxed
and waxed. Of the universe getting vaxxed and waxed for
vaxxed
the summer.
Vaxxed and waxed and ready to go.
There you go. All right, let's get into the topics for today's episode. And we also have a great interview on today's episode. We got Paige and Hannah from Summer House talking about the finale leading into the reunion for this week.
I want to say before we do that also, I'm really upset with myself for not talking. Like, I just want to get it out of the way for people who are going to... The interview is fantastic. They're amazing. We love them. we forgot to ask about the ass picture. And I regret it because we talked about it with Black Girls texting and it's like everybody's been talking about the ass picture. Then we fucking forgot to talk about the ass picture. So I'm just saying it now. So for everybody listening who loves Summer House and they get to the end and they're like, wow, they didn't bring up the picture. Yeah, we know. We forgot.
Yeah, we forgot. It was a total misstep by us. Wish we didn't do that, but unfortunately. But we really... We got into it with them. We really dove deep, and I think you guys will enjoy that interview. Mm-hmm. We also talk about Zac Efron's new face. Elon Musk will be on SNL with Miley Cyrus. The Hype House is getting a reality show on Netflix, and Stephanie Pratt is a total
menace
asshole who just body shamed Heidi on her Instagram story, calling her pregnant, and that is totally not the case. So let's get into it, starting off with Zac Efron's new face.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So pictures of Zac Efron on Friday were spiraling all over the internet because he looked very different than the usual Zac Efron. It looked like he got some Botox. It looked like he got some fillers. The pictures were from his Happy Earth Day video.
Yeah.
And we just want to know what happened with Zac Efron. Listen, it's one of those things. It's like, I don't want to totally make fun of the way he looks because just how we wouldn't do that with a woman. I feel bad doing that to Zac Efron. You know what I mean? But
men can have body issues too.
Right.
He's talked about it before.
For sure. But just something looks different and off.
Something looks boshed. Friday, this happened on Friday, and my friend sent a screenshot of the photo that was going viral in our group chat, and she was like, oh my god, is this real? And I was like, haha, that's so fake. Like, totally being like, you got like how could that possibly be real? Like, and then I went and found the Facebook Bill Nye video. It's like Bill Nye's doing some musical. It came out on Earth Day, and they had all these celebrities in it, and I watched the clip of Zac Efron and his little part in it, and I was like, okay, that it was real. This is what we're dealing with. Everybody on the internet freaked out. He was trending all day long. People saying he's, you know, handsome Squidward. It's just I don't know what happened, but like, it looks like maybe Botox like injected in the wrong place or something. Like, it's like his neck looks swollen.
It looks like either fillers or Botox. Either way, to me, I just think it's really sad that everybody on Earth now thinks they need Botox or filler. I actually made a video about this the other day, but then I deleted it because I feel like I didn't articulate it the way that I wanted to, but I will now. I just like, people even my age and younger are getting Botox and filler. And it's like, I realize, you know, Botox can be preventative, right? Like, to prevent wrinkles in the future. And I get that's why people get it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, is having these, you know, I'm making the faces right now, like, is having those facial expressions a bad thing?
Like, normalize having wrinkles.
Right. Because I'm like, I don't think it looks bad on me. I don't think it looks bad on anybody. No. So I don't get why people feel the need to get rid of it. And I get that there's a difference between like when you make your face have a wrinkle versus just like when your face is relaxed
and then you have wrinkles
on it. I get what people are saying with that.
Yeah.
But to me, it's just sad that everyone, including Zac Efron, feels the need to change their face. Like, Zac Efron did not need to do anything to his face.
And we're all just guessing too. Like, this, who knows? I mean, this could be something else. This could be like,
but it does help.
Someone say like it could be dental work.
Yeah, no, like, it could be some kind of botch. Like, who knows? It's really, we have no idea. It was just such a drastic, his whole, to be honest, his like, whole face kind of just looks swollen. Like, even, like, around his lips and, like, his eyes, I felt like. So, I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe it was just,
on,
like,
but
it was something, if he was having a reaction to something, like, he could look like he did before next week, for all we know. I don't know, but
I don't
know. It was crazy.
It just makes me sad if Zac Efron did do something to his face because he felt like he needed to change what he looked like. Meanwhile, he's Zac Efron.
One of the most handsome man in the world.
So handsome. And even the most handsome people like Zac Efron feel the need to change their face. That would make me so sad. And that's what it's looking like.
I know.
And it's looking nuts.
Zac.
I know, Zac. Listen, we still love Zac. You could still wake up every day thinking you might date Zac, but maybe, I don't know what you feel now.
I mean, no, I'm kidding. Objectively, that's not nice. Well, objectively,
he's still good looking.
The picture is still very handsome. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, still Zac Efron.
He's still very hard to like. Yeah, he's still Zac Efron is what I'm saying. It's just because it was so different than what we're used to.
Definitely.
Of how we see him.
Exactly.
Where it was like, holy shit, he did something. Or something has happened, but.
Right, he just looks different than the usual Zac Efron.
Yeah, yeah. But like, imagine you. Let's say he did get Botox or something or whatever he did. And you like do it thinking you're trying to like look better, and then you literally trend on Twitter worldwide like all day long because the entire universe can't wrap their mind around what you look like now.
Zac Efron was like, yes, I got Botox, I'm looking hot, and then does a video and he's like, oh no, this Botox did not go over as planned. Who knows exactly what happened?
It might not even be Botox, like we said. We have no idea. Everybody in the world's been trying to guess what it is.
It'd be weird to like film a video that you know is going to go out like as the way to.
No, but it's also okay. But also, I will to Zac Efron's credit, like he is a big Earth guy. Like he, you know, he is sustainable and recycling. Like he has a whole show about it. He lives this life now where he's like really trying to better the planet. So I could see him really wanting to be a part of that announcement. And it had to be on Earth Day. Like, he's not like he could be like, hey, like, I can't do it today. I'll do it next week. It was like, no, you're either in it or you're out because this is coming out on Earth Day. And we, you know, you got to pick or choose. So it's like, maybe he was like, I'll do it because I really want to do the video regardless of the face situation.
Either way, I feel bad that Zac Efron probably had a miserable day reading what everyone was saying about him. Because people were being really cruel because it was shocking. It was like, whoa, Zac Efron, 2 weeks ago, you did not look like this. Now you look like this.
Yeah, it was gasworthy.
We just have to wait and see what happens the next time Zac Efron's photographed. Yeah. If he looks like this, then we know he did something to his face. If it goes back to normal, we know it was like maybe an allergic reaction situation.
Yeah.
To me, it very much looks like he got some type of cosmetic
something. Yeah.
Whether it be Botox, filler, plastic surgery, something. It looks like he changed his face in some way.
There's still so many tweets about it.
Because people can't wrap their minds around precious Zac Efron touching his face in that way. But we will just have to wait and see when more pictures come out.
Yeah.
What Zac Efron
truly
looks like.
I do see a lot of people
like.
Saying they think it might be bad, not bad dental surgery, but that he may have gotten dental surgery. That he was swollen. Here's a TikTok of a doctor saying it looks like he got dental surgery.
I think
surgery.
People were saying if you scroll back on his Instagram, though, like it looks like it's not that recent, like that it's been there.
Right.
And that this like video just
it's just
kind of,
very
like,
pronounced, like the angle
video,
that it's
like,
at.
Because like if you look at old pictures, it kind of looks like the last like 10 pictures kind of looks.
I guess
similar.
Maybe. Hmm. I don't know, man. But that's, I really, really got everybody freaking out this weekend.
And he did have a beard for a little bit. So that
that hides, like, I don't really know what Noah's jawline looks like.
I don't even know either.
I don't know if I want to
know. I've definitely gained weight, like, since the last time I've
fully
shaved. So I'm scared.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It was very, very crazy. So that obviously got everybody freaking out all weekend. But it's like I said,
we
it's
still
sad
love
because,
you, Zac.
Yeah, like I think everybody's still so used to being able to make fun of men and like not care. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't know if everybody. This would have had been a very different story if this was a woman who like. Got surgery or something.
Well, think about
and,
it's like Khloe
viral.
Kardashian.
Yeah, yeah.
When she looked so different in the picture she posted versus the confessional, and everyone was like, what is happening?
Exactly.
But
there was jokes, but there was also like, we can't be talking about people like this. So,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. We love you, Zac.
We love you, Zac. Stay strong, all right? Stay strong out there. fun Saturday Night Live news. Elon Musk will be hosting Saturday Night Live with Miley Cyrus.
I can't even take a guess at how this will go. Like, I really have no idea. Like, I don't really think I've ever listened to Elon Musk talk for more than a various Twitter video of him here or there. Like, I've never really, like, gone and listened to him speak.
I listened to him on Joe Rogan. I listened to him on Joe Rogan, and he has one of the funniest laughs, right? Isn't it just, he just has a very bizarre laugh.
I don't even know how to do it.
Like, he's going to, like, act? I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, can he act?
If he was in, like, a sketch. Oh, that'd be funny.
What do you mean if he's going to be in? He's the host.
No, I know, but not all. The host doesn't always, like, do a ton of, like, the sketches.
I got to be honest. I think.
I'm pretty sure the host always does a ton of sketches.
Some do, like, more than others.
Well, sure, some do more than others, but he has to do, like, at least four.
Yeah, yeah.
And a monologue.
I think it's going to be funny. I think
it's going to be absurd.
I think that it's going to be absurd. I think it's going to be funny because of how awkward he is. He is a very awkward speaker, but you can tell that he likes to joke around. Like, he has his own nerdy type science jokes.
Right.
But, like, the way that he laughs
at
things,
a lot of sketches, but for Elon Musk, like, playing Elon Musk. You know what I'm
sure. I'm sure there'll be Tesla sketches. Yeah. I'm sure there will be things catered to him.
Yeah,
but I feel Bitcoin. Like I feel like it's gonna be absurd and funny no matter what. Even if he's a terrible actor,
can't wait till he introduces Miley Cyrus. Like, ladies and gentlemen, Miley. Like, you know, they have to do that.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a dream for Miley Cyrus. I feel like she's probably very into Elon Musk and just figuring out his brain. So I think the whole thing is gonna be very interesting to watch. Maybe the only Saturday Night Live I tune in for.
Yeah. It's smart because I really do. The ratings will be great. And it's funny because I do think also Miley's got to be pumped because, like, whatever weird, like, if Miley had any weird shit planned, she's going to be like, well, I can make it even weirder now because I got Elon Musk. Like, who knows what Elon Musk is going to do out there? Like, I gotta show up too, get the people talking.
He's just an awkward guy. And I think it's going to show, but I think people are going to love it.
Yeah.
Or they're going to love it to make fun of it.
Right. So awkward that it is must watch TV.
I mean, that's kind of how he was on Joe Rogan. Like, it wasn't like he was like this fun loving Elon Musk. Yeah, like, he was awkward. He talked a lot. He smoked, but that whole thing was awkward. But it was funny awkward. Some people are so awkward that it just turns right into funny. And then there are people who are just straight up awkward that you can't even laugh at them. And then you just kind of cringe and feel bad. But because of how smart Elon Musk is and like what he's created, it makes it funny. How awkward he is, I think, sometimes. And he's, you see the way he, like, jokes around on Twitter. He has a sense of humor. It may not be the sense of humor that everybody else has, but he does have one. So,
yes.
That's why I think it will be funny.
And this will all be going down on what day? Saturday, May 8th. Oh, my mom's birthday. Happy.
Oh,
what
my
a gift.
Gosh. Laura loves gift. Elon Musk and Miley Cyrus. What a gift.
What a birthday gift. NBC SNL posted it with the date, like the card on the board, and wrote Musk CTV. Oh, that's.
Do you think Elon Musk is announcing something and that's why he's hosting?
That he's an alien?
Yeah, or he's bringing an alien.
That's definitely going to be a joke in the monologue. Like, oh, I'm not an alien, even though everyone says I am. Like,
yeah, but then that's also going to make us think he's an alien even more.
I never even thought Elon Musk was an alien until this very moment. And now it makes so much sense. It really does make sense that he's an alien.
Look at Grimes.
I mean,
it could be an alien couple.
It really would make sense if he was an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I never even thought about it till now.
Yeah. And, like, when he talks on Rogan, people always say, like, how he'll pause. If Rogan asks him something, he'll wait, like, to answer it because he's trying to, like, figure out how to simplify it so, like, people understand what he's saying. Like, he like, pauses a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the way that he speaks is very hard to understand what he's talking about. I had no idea what they were talking about. No idea. I couldn't figure it out. Like, his brain just works on a whole other level that nobody else's works. You can be so smart. Mm-hmm. You can be an everyday person who's really smart, but his brain just works on an entirely different level.
It absolutely does.
His tweet, let's find out just how live Saturday Night Live really is. And then he has, like, the, I don't even know what you call that emoji, like the purple
I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
I can't see from here. My
You're
eye.
Way too far away.
I'm way too far. The devil emoji?
Like the purple, like...
Oh, it's no, it's the the purple devil. The purple devil,
yeah, like Elon must be in like, let's see how live Saturday Night Live is, winky face purple devil. It's just like he has a sense of humor, but he's weird.
Maybe he's just coming on to take down Saturday Night Live from the inside out.
Like, I don't
just
know. He's a freak. He's just a freak, and it's going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah, just incredible. The fact that we could have Elon and Miley like in a sketch together is something.
I feel like he has to be announcing something of some sort, or a new product maybe. Who knows? Why else would he be going on Saturday Night Live?
He's always got something. He's always working on something. So
imagine.
Maybe he's, but I do feel like he's just also one of those guys that would be like, wake up one morning and be like, I'm gonna host Saturday Night Live.
Well, isn't he
for no other reason other than like, I think I want to do it.
Isn't he promoting the whole Neuralink thing like recently?
You know, I have no idea.
You know what it is, right? Like Neuralink, like the chip you put in your brain, like so you can like...
No.
Like your eyes are like an iPhone, like some weird shit.
Oh, no, thank you.
Like I saw like he like did the whole like presentation on it and I'm like, I don't know who would get this.
Yeah.
No,
they, like,
thank you.
Do surgery and like connect this chip to like your neuron.
I'm still waiting for his like hyper train that's going to like take us around the world too. And... It's like the hyper train. They'll take us to DC in like 20 minutes.
Just reinventing the subway.
Like, yeah,
I can't get behind the iPhone in the brain.
Well, it's just because I really do feel like, and yes, he has executed some insane ideas and has actually made it happen, but he also has so many crazy out there ideas that feel like they could really never actually happen,
or like I don't want them to happen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One of the things he said is, like, you can, like, save memories and then, like, replay the memories. And, like, just watch things that you've, like, experienced over again.
No.
See, like, I don't want that. I can't imagine anything like that ever existing.
I think it could exist.
In my lifetime.
I don't know.
Like, in Elon Musk's lifetime.
In, like, 50 years, I could see it. Like,
definitely. I could totally see it. I mean, the way that technology, how fast it moves, think about it. It's insane. Yeah. I could totally see it. It's not something I want, though. I don't want us all to be walking around only living in our phones all the time. People do that anyway. It is so annoying walking around this earth.
Basically just turn us all into
and
robots.
People are already robots. It's just like you walk around and everyone is just in their phone 24/7 looking like this. Even if they put their phone down for a second, people pick it back up and they're like this. It's annoying. Yeah. Imagine just everyone is walking around.
You wouldn't even talk to anybody.
No, that sounds scary. That just
like that
is frightening.
Yeah.
It's almost like when you think about, do I want to live forever? You know, because I'm so scared of dying. But by the time I'm in my 70s, 80s, and we are just living like we're the Jetsons.
Yeah.
In like floating space and like I don't know if I even want to be here.
I'll be like sad about dying because like I won't get to see how everything evolves. Like I want to see what happens.
No, you'll see it. You'll be floating around just dead.
Yeah.
What?
You'll be floating around just dead.
What do you mean floating around?
Like there's people like my grandma's right in front of us right now. Yeah. You know,
okay.
She knows what's good.
No, it's like all right, whack job.
All right. Betty is in this room right now, just seeing what's happening, but we can't see her. You don't like that.
No, I don't like that. I'm fine if that's true. Like if somehow I'm like not dead forever.
You're dead though.
Like it's just
black.
You're
certainly dead.
No, it's not. You're dead, but you can see what's going on.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying I don't believe that.
Like, I know. No. Yeah. That's my wish.
Yeah.
I think it's like the way it was before you were born, which is
nothing. You just don't know anything at all. Oh, that's depressing. Nothing. This got really depressing. Let's get into the next topic.
It did. Now I don't even know what to think. You guys are on each end of the spectrum. I'm like, where do I fall in this? I don't even know.
Think about it.
Yeah. I'll have to sit with it.
Get back. You've never thought about it before? Have you thought about what happens after death?
Yeah, but not like, do I really want to be watching things, you know? You know, you see like mediums, you know, like mediums, and it's like, oh, you know, your grandma wants you to know that she's watching over you or blah, 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 like the whole thing, which is.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of mediums before.
Yes.
We had one on the show.
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, that I feel like is very comforting for the person that's still on Earth, like still living.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't really know what that means for the dead person.
No, I think almost a dead person is way more comfortable.
I don't know.
But you don't.
Maybe not.
No one on Earth knows what happens when you die. Like, it's just impossible. No,
not
that's
one
the thing.
Person.
That's the thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's move on.
I really
kind of
just think
on.
You die. That's
I
it.
I agree. Like, yeah. I just think, like, science, like, when you rip a plant out of the ground, like, is that just going to heaven now? Like,
right, it's just dead.
It's just dead.
Well, everybody obviously has their faith, and that grounds a lot of
people. Yeah, oh,
like,
I know, yeah.
The idea of heaven is very nice. Like,
oh, yeah, it's definitely comforting. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Heaven, you're hanging out, and you can see what's happening in here.
Yeah.
That's what I don't know. Yeah. That, I don't know. I don't know. I
feel
hate
like if heaven's real,
stuff,
though,
I,
like, you can't. You need, like, a pass to go down to Earth, like, check stuff. Like, you can't just go whenever you want.
You need to be invited.
Like, then everyone would just be like, oh, I'm going to go, like, go back to Earth and just, like, watch people. Like, that'd be weird. I feel like you have to stay up and, like, maybe once a month you get to, like, go down. And
when the mediums call you.
Yeah.
When you get when you
people,
get the call.
Or if
we
got to
talk
thinking
about
you,
something
like,
else.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. All right, let's move on.
We've reached heaven bus passes now, so let's move on.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The Hills drama is firing back up, even though Stephanie Pratt will not be a part of the next season. She's still making her way, causing drama on the internet. She posted a photo of Heidi on her Instagram story and wrote that Heidi was pregnant again.
Yeah.
Heidi is not pregnant. She was just body shaming Heidi, saying she looked pregnant, which is one of the rudest things that you could do, especially to your sister-in-law, who you guys don't get along, you don't talk to. She is an absolute menace on the town.
Yeah, it clearly their relationship isn't good. It hasn't been good for a long time. And they all don't get along. They all don't like each other. But this is just cruel. Like, there's one thing if, you know, Heidi and Spencer are saying things about Stephanie privately or behind her back or whatever in their inner circle. And I'm sure it happens. But when you take it publicly to the world, it's just an added element of, like, fuck you. You know, like, these are paparazzi photos. They were on the beach. She's in a bikini. And, you know, she posts this saying, oh, so Heidi's having another baby. And the next slide is, like, Spencer in his bathing suit. She's like, oh, I wonder what my brother's having. Like, basically fat shaming both of them when really neither of them, like, are big. Like, Heidi's not big. Mm-hmm. Like, and it sucks because I do think that Heidi has been going through, I don't know if it's like, just been going through fertility things. I'm just from watching the trailer of The Hills, you can tell they're like talking about having another baby and trying to conceive. And that could be something that Heidi's like dealing with also that we don't really know about. So to have Stephanie be like, oh, she looks like she's gained weight, she's pregnant. Like, it's so mean.
If I was Heidi and I saw Stephanie post this, I would cause an absolute war.
Oh, yeah.
I bet Spencer is, because Spencer, we all know, does not sit back and keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
I would be fuming. So disgusting by Stephanie Pratt, by the way. Like, who does she think she is? Does she not read the room, Stephanie? We don't make jokes like that. It's not a thing anymore. You don't do that to people.
She tweeted it too.
Yeah, just so out of pocket.
I'm just crazy.
So fucked up. Even if you hate Heidi and Spencer and whatever problems you guys have in your family, you don't post pictures of them and make fun of the way that they look and their weight. Like, mm-hmm. that's just a a low blow. Like, say whatever you want about their personalities and the way they treat people and how they've treated you, fine.
Yeah.
If that's the way you feel. But when you're just going after somebody for the way they look, it's just, it's poor taste. And you're almost like, okay, Stephanie, you're really showing how unintelligent you are, because you can't even insult them in a way that's smart.
Right.
You're just being straight up rude. And it's like the lowest blow you can take at somebody.
Yeah. Heidi tweeted, again, I'm not pregnant. Thanks. I love my body. Thankful for my health and life. Spencer also replied to a comment on Instagram being like, Heidi's not pregnant, just being body shamed. And yeah, like I said, it's crazy. I also saw Spencer. I'm trying to think of where I saw it. I saw Spencer also come back with like a intense comment about on E! News or something. I forget how it was. Just like the way the caption was worded, like didn't really seem to be, I guess Spencer didn't really think that it was like going at Stephanie enough. Like it was like, this is Stephanie created this. Like, let's talk to like have it focus on her. And yeah, like you said, pretty sick, not funny, not laughs. Like, I don't really know how Stephanie doesn't have anyone around her to be like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea on Instagram and Twitter to, like, continue to talk about it. It's like, that's really, it's gross.
It is. And honestly, I think it's a good thing that she's not a part of this next season.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she just takes it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
And we don't know what goes on between Heidi Spencer and
Stephanie. Yeah, they
got
major family issues.
They've always had major issues for ever since we've known.
Decades.
It's literally been decades. Ever since we've known Spencer and Stephanie, we've known that they've had issues.
Yeah.
So they can figure that out off the TV, because I feel like it would just get so dirty if Stephanie was on the next season. And it seems like she's just a mean fucking person.
Yeah, fucked up, like, thing to do.
Spencer and Heidi, honestly, I feel like I've turned back around on them a little bit. Like, I feel like it's been waves with Spencer and Heidi.
For sure.
Sometimes
they've had their
moments.
Agree
with them. Sometimes you really disagree with them.
You got to give them props that
they are still
are
together.
Yeah.
That's one of the most impressive things, which makes me always
in the time,
be
I
like,
think everyone banked on them not staying together.
And that's what always makes me be like, oh, okay, maybe Stephanie and Heidi aren't so bad, because they've actually made it out together on the end of things. Spencer and Heidi, Spencer and Heidi, they've made it through all these things and they're still together. That's dedication. That shows a lot. You know, couples in Hollywood, they break up like nothing.
Yeah.
Who have, what we've seen, gone through less than Spencer and Heidi. Obviously, we don't see everything, but it's very impressive that they're still together. And I think that does show something about them. And I always go back and forth on them, always. But I'm just out on Stephanie Pratt.
They've been married for 12 years.
Yeah. And they've been through it. They've had a lot of ups and downs, and they've stayed together. It seems like they're happy.
Yeah.
And Stephanie Pratt seems like a miserable person. Yep.
The TikTok world is headed to reality TV. It was only a matter of time. The Hype House is getting a reality show on Netflix, and there's been mixed reaction, but it feels like this is just the obvious direction to go in. Like, they have these content houses of these kids living in these places. It's like, you're already filming everything all the time anyway. Put it on TV.
Yeah, I totally get why this is happening. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was only a matter of time before Netflix gave TikTokers a Netflix show. It's going to be probably more watched than any show that's on Netflix. That's just the way the world is going right now with TikTok and the way that people follow these kids. I do understand the argument. I don't understand the people going after the people on the show, a part of the Hype House, being like, oh, we're not going to watch, and like really being really rude to them.
Yeah.
I don't understand that, because if anybody is offered a Netflix show, they're taking it without a doubt. If Netflix is like, we want to put you guys in a show, you're going to do that. That's a no-brainer. So I don't understand why anybody's attacking the kids. I am mad at Netflix, because I'm like, there are shows that we really love that are not getting a second season, like The Society.
Yeah.
And you're just like, Netflix, come on. If you make this show, I'm going to watch it. I'm telling you, I'm going to watch The Hype House on Netflix 100%. But give us the other shows that we want as well, the scripted television that we love.
Well, I think it's just also more frustrating because excuses for the society. It was like, ah, COVID, resources, we don't have the, you know, it's such a huge cast and we can't get everybody back together timing wise and it just isn't going to work. Lame excuse, because I just feel like now that doesn't play at all.
Mm-hmm.
You could make it work. So the Hype House is getting the show. I guess I said to you, like, I don't even really know who's in the Hype House now, because I, once Charlie and Dixie were out, I was kind of like, didn't pay as much attention. Mm-hmm. Nikita's in the Hype House, huh?
Kind of. The people that are in the Hype House show, I don't know if they all live in the Hype House. Like, right. Lil Huddy's a part of the Hype House. You got Alex Warren.
Sienna's part of the
That's what I'm going to say. House? So Sienna is not necessarily part of the Hype House. Jack Wright is a part of the Hype House.
Okay.
She hangs out there. So okay. Then she's a part of it. They're like loosely affiliated with the Hype House. You know, you got Thomas, who is like the lead, has always been the leader of the Hype House.
Yep.
And then Vinny Hacker, who everybody loves on TikTok, he's a part of the show. I don't know if he's like a part of the Hype House, though. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like some people are loosely affiliated while some people like actually live there.
Right.
I don't know who actually lives there versus just like hangs out there and is friends with them and then becomes a part of the show.
Right. And so Charlie and Dixie are getting their own something, right, on Hulu.
There were rumors about that. It was never fully announced.
Yeah, this People article says the Hype House Netflix series isn't the only TikTok reality show in the works. Former Hype House members and sisters Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio are expected to debut their own docuseries on Hulu later this year. Sway House, another creative collective, also scored a Facebook Watch reality series following the friendships and heartbreaks of Bryce Hall, Blake Gray, Noah Beck, and Keo, titled Sway Life.
Yeah, that's been out.
No, I know that's been out, but Netflix just feels like a bigger platform.
For sure. I mean, I'll hand it to that kid, Thomas.
Yeah.
It seems like he has worked really hard to get Hype House to the to the place it is. And
but
to
is he
negotiate
like a,
with Netflix. And
is he an okay guy? I feel like there's always been conversations about him.
The biggest conversation about him was between him and Daisy Keach when she blew up his spot. But after that, everybody was pumping him up and saying how nice of a guy he is and saying how good of a guy he is. So it was kind of confusing because, of course, you want to believe Daisy and the fact that she wasn't treated right by him and they had their issues. But then when everyone else is like, no, he's a really nice guy, really great guy.
Yeah.
You can have a bad situation with somebody and still be a nice person, I think. So I don't know exactly. But from what I've gathered, it doesn't seem like he's like the worst person ever, you know?
Okay, well, it's definitely interesting, and it's an like you said, whether some of these guys are loosely attached or fully like locked into the Hype House, it's a great idea for a reality show. It's 2021. It's the real world. It's just like we're just, you know, I kind of feel like it's the same kind of thing. It's like, hey, of course they're not strangers; they all know each other. But put them in a house, film them. Here we go.
Exactly. I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Yeah.
I think majority of the people are. Even the people complaining. Everyone's going to watch the show.
Yeah. I 100% it'll be watched a lot.
While we're on this topic, I finally watched Too Hot to Handle this weekend.
Wow. I thought you were really never going to watch it.
I thought I was never going to watch it either. I don't know what came over me. I was laying in bed and I put my phone down and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch Too Hot to Handle. I need to know. It's been a year now. It's time that I watch Too Hot to Handle. Good show. I'll watch the second season. Can't wait for it.
Yeah. Maybe that's the inspiration I need to finally watch the first season of The Circle. I know that the second season of The Circle just came out, right?
Yes. Watch the first
season of The
Circle.
I never watched the first season of The Circle.
Watch the first season of The Circle so that you can watch the second season of The Circle. Because there's some good twists in the second season of The Circle right now. I've been watching.
Is the whole season of The Circle out, or is it like week by week?
They release 4 episodes a week.
Ah, got it.
So it's like a big treat every Wednesday. You got 4 new episodes. It's
got
awesome.
Got it. Okay. I'll put it on the list. I actually didn't say this. I finished all of Real Housewives of New York. So I need like a new show that I turn on when I have nothing else to watch.
The Circle.
Like when I catch up on all my current shows. I finished the Chicago Fires and all those.
When I tell you The Circle is the most perfect show for this to turn on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Wait, speaking of TV, I didn't watch it, but did you watch Grey's Anatomy, Fran, this week?
Yes.
Was it like a huge deal? I just saw the screenshots and everyone talking about it.
Yeah. It was a huge deal in that it, and I don't want to give anything away, but it just like was very satisfactory, I think, for the viewer. Like, it wrapped up a storyline that everyone felt like we got robbed of seeing the end.
I also don't know how, like, spoilers work with that show, because, like, immediately E! News and everyone tweets out exactly, like, what happened. Like the night of.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep doing that. And every time people get pissed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I almost got pissed at you.
Well, I was just like,
you posted on the Chicks in the Office Twitter, and I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't even watch it yet. I just got spoiled by my damn own account.
But you would have seen it, like, on E! News. Like, everyone posted it.
I saw it first from you. That's all I got to say. That's all. But now I feel like that they did kind of wrap that whole thing up now. So, I don't know. But
Rhea, are you ever going to restart that, pick it up? You just, like, you
I feel like to be you honest, have to. You liked it so much, no?
I did, but I was in a really dark spot. I don't want to get sad or deep right now, but I seriously was in a very dark place.
Because of the show?
No, but watching or even thinking about the show reminds me of that.
Yeah,
and I don't know. It's just not.
There are certain songs like that, too, where I can listen to it because it's, like, brings me back.
Damn. And I also, like,
maybe you just need to do, like, a couple episodes at a time. Like, it's unhealthy to sit and watch till, like, 4 in the morning, but...
No, but even all the sicknesses and diseases that people get, I'm already, like, a hypochondriac lately.
Yeah.
That it's not the right time. It's okay. Not. You know, I'm finally...
Only you know what's right.
I'm finally feeling so much better. Can't even describe how much better I'm feeling than what I was like a few months ago. So I'm like, do I really just want to watch something super depressing and bring me back down and think I have all... No, I don't.
Yeah.
I will eventually have to see what happens to certain people, but it's not time yet, guys. It's not time.
Fair. Understandable. We have a great interview with Paige and Hannah from Summer House. And if you watch Summer House, you know that they're sitting in the sun. They're relaxing. They're having a drink. There's a lot, you know, there's drinking that goes on in that show. And when you watch, it gets you so excited for summer vibes. The weather's getting warmer. If you're, you know, close to where we are, New York City, we've had some beautiful days. Saturday was gorgeous. It was just like, all right, we're getting to that place. We're getting to warmer weather. And when that happens, it just feels like automatic. It's time for the seltzers. Coors Seltzer is going to take you into that summer feeling. They have amazing, amazing flavors. It's the world's most refreshing hard seltzer. They have black cherry, mango, lemon lime, grapefruit, all really, really good. Mango I love, grapefruit I love. And it's just like it's a good transition. Sometimes you want a beer. Sometimes you want that Coors Light. But sometimes you want the Coors Seltzer. Like I said, you're sitting on the beach or you're watching Summer House and you're like, damn, looks like they're having a nice time drinking all those drinks. I'm going to have a Coors Seltzer. And right now you can get your first 12-pack on Coors Seltzer. Simply go to CoorsSeltzer.com/chicks. That's CoorsSeltzer.com/chicks. And try it this week. Let us know what you think. Make sure to tag at Coors Light in your posts. And, guys, a beer purchase is required. Offer varies by state. You must be 21 or older. Visit promorules.com/CoorsSeltzerRebate for details. It ends on April 30th, 2021. And always remember to celebrate responsibly. It's coming from Coors Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas.
All right, everyone, we are here with two very special guests. We got Hannah and Paige from Summer House with us. Last night was the Summer House finale, and here you guys are in the flesh.
You were just on our TV.
You were just on our TV screens.
How'd you guys do that?
I can't believe it. And you guys are here. The last time we did an interview with the both of you, it was over Zoom, which was disappointing, but now you guys are in studio. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us again. We thought you like couldn't book anyone else.
I will say this is probably the fastest turnaround we've ever had of a guest coming back. Guest coming back for the second time.
We love it though.
But they were like, well, Hannah and Paige, they can do the show again. We were like, well, yeah, we have to talk about the end of Summer House.
Yeah.
I wish every guest we booked who was on reality TV, we booked at the beginning of the season and the end of the
season. Yeah, they do all the press at the end, and I'm like, I have some, the beginning, but I have some shit to say for the end.
I want to hear the beginning, and I want to hear the end.
I feel like most of the time, you want to hear the end, because when people come on before
they can't actually they
just tease premieres. It. They tease it, and you're like, what's going to happen this season?
And I'm like, it was crazy.
Tune in. And I'm like, well, give us a little something. But by the end of it, you can talk about everything that has happened. So let's talk about everything that has happened. Hannah's like, oh no, I don't want to talk about this, but we're going to have to talk about it. But Paige, I want to start off with you, because I feel like, was I misled in the trailer of thinking there was going to be something with you and Carl?
Yeah. Bravo, those pesky little editors. No, actually, Carl and I got so close this summer, and for whatever reason, they were like, not interesting. Like, they didn't put anything in. Like, I talked to Carl probably more than anyone in the house about my relationship, and it was really a conversation I had with him that I was like, I think I'm going to end it. Like, I think I'm going to be single when I get, like, back to the city. And they just never showed it. They're like, man, we don't care.
They didn't show that? No. I feel like everybody would be interested in that, because they would be like, wow, Paige told Carl first. But also, I feel like the whole time I did think in my head, you know what? Those two are definitely close. I feel like because people root for you and Carl, even just to be friends, because it just seems like you guys have good chemistry, even with just friendship, that I wanted to see that a little bit more. And I was disappointed by the end of the season being like, I feel like we missed out on
and
that.
And you are also like one of the world's biggest Paige and Carl stans.
Besides, like, I just think you guys are so cute.
And of course, we watched, and separate, we were watching Watch What Happens Live after the show, too. Yeah. And they asked, like, they did the agree or disagree of, like, if you would guys would be good together. Lindsay obviously says that. No. It was like the funniest thing ever. I was like, obviously, Lindsay says no. They wouldn't be a good couple.
Oh my God.
Kyle agreed. But I feel like in Kyle's instance, it's just like, his best friend and Amanda's best friend. It's like, it's like,
it would just make sense.
That's every boy's dream. Is,
and Sierra
for
was
that
like,
to happen.
I want her single for like selfish reasons.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's fair.
Exactly.
And so you and Perry, you ended your relationship as soon as you got back?
I got back on, I think I got back on a Sunday. I slept over Sunday night. Monday, I woke up and I was like, I gotta be by myself. I'm gonna go to my apartment for a couple days. Broke up on a Thursday. I was on the town on a Friday night. I was like, bitch is back.
Yeah, you were just over it. You could tell.
You could tell,
I actually think it's...
It was funny.
It was funny, but also...
I actually...
It was like mean, but funny. Like, it was like...
Your relationship deteriorating made me laugh.
And also the 1 year comment, which is like, wait for 1 year and you hate everything about your relationship.
I actually feel really bad. Because like, also, we're filmed 24/7. So like, certain vulnerable moments are like, yep, and we're going to use that. I owe him a text message apology, I think, that I'm going to send to
you. Haven't sent it yet?
No, I haven't sent it yet.
Now he only aired last night.
I wrote it in my notes.
She's sending him a carrier pigeon. It'll get there eventually.
That feels like the right thing to do. But it just didn't, it didn't seem like you were going to stay in that relationship at all. And I also think it's a great thing that you didn't end it over the phone, because the whole time I was kind of like, is she going to end it over the phone? I think it's a good thing you did it in person.
Yeah, I mean, we were dating for a year and
a
half.
You didn't see him the entire summer?
I didn't see him. Okay, so when quarantine hit, which was in, March, I went home to my parents' house, and then we rented a house in the Hamptons, him and I and a couple of our other friends, from April up until I went into the house. So I lived with him for, like, a couple months, and we broke up, like, once while I was living there, but, like, I didn't move out. I was like, I'm in the master bedroom. I'm not fucking moving out. I was like, we're going to figure this out. Really, I just wanted that bathtub.
Great bathroom.
But, and then I left for the house, and I didn't see him for 6 weeks.
That's a long time to go without seeing somebody. But also, people do it in long-distance relationships. But you just realize, I think, at that point, this isn't going to work out. You may, maybe you don't even miss him that much. You're like, well.
I think that's what it was. Like, not that I didn't miss him. I obviously did. But I felt, I was like, I feel single. Yeah. Like, this is weird. Like,
good.
I don't feel like part of me is missing, or that like I don't want to be here because he's not here. I was just like, that's weird, and like girlfriends shouldn't probably feel that.
And was it like was it your call to not like, did he not want to come to the house, or was it your call from not, because there was like a, it was like everybody's significant others are coming, like, Robert's coming, Des came, like, if
I wish they let me break the fourth wall more. Like, obviously he wasn't coming to the house because he hated me and like didn't want to see me. Well, you never really know. But he didn't want to film. Like, he would never want to be on a reality TV show. And I totally get that that's not
totally
for everyone.
Get it.
It's,
totally get
right.
it.
It's but, like, a weird thing.
On the show, yeah, it makes it seem like he just doesn't want to come to the house. Like, he doesn't want to see you. But you got to, you know. It's
and part of me
filmed.
Liked it. Like, I was like, I could never do what Kyle and Amanda do. Like, right, right. I really don't know if I could. I don't think I'm strong enough to do that. And I'd have to know whoever I'm doing that with, like, you're my fucking person. Like, we're getting married at the end of this. So, like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
And with Perry, I would have been way too nervous for how people perceived him, how, like, it aired. I could not take that on.
Yeah,
like,
and if you didn't hang out with the group enough, people would get really mad. Yeah.
And you guys talked about Miami a little bit. Was that a serious conversation you were having, or in the back of your head were you like, I'm never doing this, but I kind of have to entertain it?
So we were talking about it right before I left for Summer House. And he was like, look, I'm not going to go back into the city. I'm just going to rent an apartment in Miami. Why don't we just move down there for 6 months? And in my head, I was like, that's amazing. Of course. So good for my Instagram aesthetic. Like, she lives
you
in
were
Miami
gonna get
now.
Like a long weave.
Yeah, I was gonna get hair extensions. I even talked to her about it. I was like, should I go full Miami? Yeah. So yeah, I was definitely thinking about it. And then as the weeks went on in the summer, I was like, I don't think I'm gonna stay with him. And like, I'm certainly not gonna pick up, go to Miami, be in Miami for 2 weeks, and be like, I'm going home.
Yeah,
like
that's
just
can't
ridiculous.
Even get a good tan in that amount of time.
No.
Yeah. That would have been a waste of your time.
Yeah.
I'm glad you figured it out.
And I didn't want to, like, string him along either, you know? Like, he was definitely ready to, like, get married, move in with someone, like, take the next step. And I was like, I'm not there
yet.
Yeah,
I think that's what you thought you wanted, which we saw on some of the seasons. And then I feel like you quickly realized that you were just having fun. And that's, like, you
don't want to
rush
into it. I just feel
like
it's, like, a feeling. And, like, I didn't feel the feeling in my gut. And, like... Yeah. He probably didn't either. Like, I want him to go out and find who he's supposed to marry. You know, it wasn't just me. Like, I was like, there's no way you want to spend the rest of your life with me.
Right. Right. This is for sure. He's had to have been picking up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Too. Yeah.
And on the other hand, Hannah, you're engaged. So congrats on that.
Allegedly.
Very, allegedly engaged.
See the ring.
Oh, can we see the ring? There
it is.
You go. Beautiful. Lovely.
I'm the worst fiancé. I forget wearing it all the time. And I have like these nubby fingers. But like, we're making it work.
It's stunning.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a great accessory, to be quite honest.
I like don't have to work on the other rings. Because rings are hard to find, like per finger. Yeah. Which one fits. And now I just go solo ring.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. Flaunting it.
To do.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, super excited. One, it was like a good ending. This whole season, pretty rough for you. Pretty rough.
One of the worst years of my life.
How are you feeling now? Because everybody's watched the finale. And I was texting Rhea while we were watching last night. And I was like, I don't know if I could go on reality TV with you. Because I don't know, like, I was like, Hannah and Paige are still able to, like, talk about each other, but, like, still be friends. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do that.
And also, like, Paige and I are, like, the strongest connection in the house. Like, we joke that we're like, why are we not getting married?
Yeah.
But, so that is, like, great TV to be like, can we try to split these people up? Like, Kyle being like, Paige is better without Hannah, while she's being like hysterical in the hot tub with me.
It's also like Hannah and I are very low maintenance in like a lot of situations in our lives. So like before we even started Summer House, it was like a week into filming and we had a conversation. It was just like, look, no matter what, how many years we're on this, how long we do this, no matter what happens, as long as we don't like ruin each other's lives, like we have to have certain conversations, like you just do, like it's just natural. And we're like, but we'll always be friends after it. And like we check in every so often, like remember that conversation? Like we're still gonna be best friends after this. So it's kind of like an understanding that like, yeah, am I naturally in my real life gonna go have a conversation about like her and Dez? Probably not, because I probably don't give a shit. But I'm on a TV show.
I'm gonna
talk about it. No, but like, you have to have opinions.
It's funny because I'm similar to you guys, where like I had a job at Betches. I was a video producer there. I was writing comedy. I was having so much fun. And like, I got a DM that like people know me on Summer House and they wanted I would fit in with the group. And I remember talking to my mom being like, this could be a really bad idea for me, or this could be great. And like my first season, I feel like it was so fun, and like I gained this great friendship with Paige, and people would like see my humor, in my heart. And then the next season, like, you know, Luke pursued me very hard and I got involved with that. And, you know, people had like attacked me for some stuff, but I didn't react to it. And yeah. I was kind of like playing above it. Mm-hmm. And then this season I went in and I was like, I'm going to call people out. I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah.
And I was like in my head, I'm like, I'm a fucking feminist icon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going and I'm just going
to end. She'd whisper to herself like this too. It was very creepy. It was very weird at nighttime. I was like, stop doing that.
No, but I this season I went in more like, I'm going to express myself more and stand up for myself more. Like in the past when Kyle's cursed me out, like in the Giggly Squad fight, I'm just quiet. And then I'll like cry later. Or Amanda will come in and tell him to stop. And this season, things were different. And I don't really know how we got here. Like, I really don't know how we got here.
I think it just turned into a lot of like tit for tat. Like then one person would say something and they would remember it. And then another person would say something to get back at them. And it just like now it's just like it's too much.
But I do have to say a lot of my reactions, I do want to tell women out there watching, like, be angry, like, feel emotions. When you feel you're disrespected, express yourself. And a lot of my reactions, you don't see what I was reacting to.
Right.
Yeah. How often do you guys feel like you want to say more about what goes on behind the scenes, but then you can't? That just silence. They can't
that's
even.
A,
they
a
can't
tough
even
question.
Answer that question.
There's just wouldn't make sense to the viewer. Like, you can't explain it. Like, but there's a lot of, like, production stuff or, like, just, like, normal life
stuff.
But I
do think it's great TV. Like, I guess I was, like, very likable my last season. And, like, it's great TV to be, like, this person you guys all love.
For sure.
Like, she's a crazy person with daddy issues.
Yeah.
I just, like, I will, like, reflect on, like, what happened. And I'm just... A lot of it happened where, like, all the interviews, you'll see, like, I have no interviews this season.
Yeah.
You don't see me expressing my side of the story. And it's just, like, Luke saying mean things, Kyle saying mean things, Amanda saying mean things, Paige being pushed into the situation, too. And then it's so easy for the viewer to be like, oh, we hate Hannah.
Yeah. We just had Leah McSweeney is going to be on the show next week. And we just talked to her, right? She's going into her, like, second season as a housewife. And we were like, how do you feel going into season two? Because there's so many examples of housewives that go into season two
and everybody
turns on them. Then they get, like, then they're not asked back. Like, they get one, like, their first season, great, awesome. Second season, they're like, that was awful. We hate you now. Bye.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that was, like, everybody loved Hannah. And then it was, like, how... Can we kind of...
And it sucks because it's, like, I'm the same person.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't have to be that way.
But it's, like, great media. It's great press. It's great...
I mean, how... Like, what's your relationship with Kyle and Amanda now? It can't be good.
I mean, I think that they got mad because I was going on podcasts and, like, saying what was, like, really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't handle the engagement well when the news came out.
Yeah.
And I think the reunion... I hope that people see a little more of the energy that I was dealing with in the house, that it wasn't just like me getting angry for no reason. And like, there was a lot of gang ups. There was a lot of like strategic, like, let's get Hannah to like snap.
Right.
And I did. Because I want to be fucking entertaining and I want everything to be like, I want to just put my heart and soul out there and put 150% to everything I do. And like, I wish the best for Kyle and Amanda. I wish the best for Luke. I wish the best for all of them. I just don't know if they feel that about me.
Yeah. How's it been for you, Paige? Because I feel like now do you feel like kind of in the middle sometimes now?
I don't feel as much in the middle as I did in the summer because my friendship with Amanda is just very different. Like, if I'm hanging out with Amanda, we're not like, what's Hannah doing?
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, it's just not like that.
Yeah.
So it was hard, though. Like, at the reunion, I'm sitting next to Hannah and, look, I can disagree with, like, certain things maybe she said or done, but then it turns into, like, okay, she didn't murder anyone.
Right.
And there's eight people staring at her, just like yelling at her for hours. I mean, you sit there for 8 hours, we sat there for. And I was just like, at this point, unless she has had sex with my dad, I don't give a shit what happened because this is so intense.
And, like, when you look
Who can get screamed at for 8 hours?
When, like, you look back, this all started because of trash and, like, he called me a lazy piece of shit. Yeah. And I said, don't talk to me how you talk to your girlfriend, which I recently saw, like, an exchange that was upsetting to me. And, like, it doesn't... it's so something that, like, I wish it wasn't said, but, like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
And then, like, it's... Bullying mentality is real, where, like, a bunch of people will jump on a bandwagon and just, like, repeat a certain lie, like, she's a bad friend, or, like, she's a manipulator. And then it's easy for, like, the viewers who aren't, like, seeing past it to just be like, And then, like, I now have to have someone, like, handle my Instagram account because I can't go on Instagram.
Yeah. And I think, like, it could all be solved. Like, I think if both sides were just like, okay, yeah.
Look, I don't like being disrespected.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it, and I stood up for myself. And the way it was portrayed, I was crazy and, like, cool, just don't disrespect me.
Yeah, this reminds me a little bit of
I'm in the mafia now. Don't talk about my family.
And when you walk in, kiss my pinky ring.
Yeah. This kind of reminds me of, like, this past season of, I think it was either The Bachelorette or The Bachelor. There was a moment where, like, everyone didn't like a certain girl. Like, even watching, we didn't like her. And then everybody in the house, like, really ganged up on her. And it was like, whoa. Like, all right, now we're kind of on her side. Because why are you guys going this hard about something? Like, it's kind of weird. And I feel like the way that you're describing it is maybe something we'll see on the reunion, because the trailer for the reunion was crazy. And,
I was crying hysterically yesterday.
It was nuts. It seems like it's going to be explosive. But like you said, like, you're sitting there for 8 hours. After a point, you're like, why do we even still care about this? You would think by the end of it, after 8 hours sitting in a room with each other, both sides would be like, okay, you know, we both may have been wrong. We both may have been right. Why are we fighting? Like, why?
No, because
I just don't understand.
This is what happens when a show gets successful, I feel like. Certain people are getting certain attention. Certain people don't like that attention. And certain people want to destroy people. And, like, it's easy to destroy a girl on a show that doesn't have other people who are having her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, I feel kind of bad for Amanda in this situation, because I really like Amanda. Yeah. Just from watching, I think she seems like a super cool girl.
Yeah, she is.
And I'm like, that must be really hard to deal with, that, like, you obviously love your fiance, right? But at the same time, you have this friend that you love as well, but then you're torn. You're like, which way do I go? You know what I mean? Because if you think about it, like, say you and Paige or one of your other friends, right? And then they were fighting with Dez, but you love Dez, and you're just like,
if Dez ever cursed out my friend, I'd smack him in the face. But I do have to say, to Amanda's credit, she's always, whenever, like, the Giggly Squad fight, when Kyle told me to go fuck myself and I just stood there, but when I used to be mature, Amanda said, Kyle, don't speak to people like that. And she, when Kyle says Amanda's always had your back, he means she always defended me when he was going at me. And finally, I went back at him, and you can't go back at someone who has a lot of control of people in the house. Because then, next thing you know,
right. Amanda is a very loyal friend. Mm-hmm. Like, she is very chill. And I think it was just a lot this summer. Yeah. Like, it was a lot. Like, 6 weeks living with people is
nonstop. And I mean, literally, like, right in the middle of, you know, you just got out of quarantine. Everyone, I lost my mind. I lost my mind this summer and fall. Yeah. Like, nobody was who they were before that, I feel like.
Yeah,
everyone, like, went through some shit and was feeling a certain way. And if you are on a reality show where there's drama and you're in a house with people for 6 weeks, there's going to be some explosive
shit.
And
dyed your hair black.
I dyed my hair black.
Which we kind of love.
With two white stripes in front. Like, it was wild. Like,
and Fran was just like, letter.
We loved it in the moment. And I was like, I supported every single hair change. The hair change that she went through. But now it's funny, because I think now, you looking back at it, you were like, I wasn't really feeling that.
No, I wasn't feeling good at all. I still don't regret it. I think it was cool that I did it. Yeah. I'll always have, like, those pictures and be like, wow, that was cool I did that.
Yeah.
I think I only started to regret it when my hair was black and I was like, oh my God, they always say when you dye your hair black, you can never get it back to blonde. But my hair is like...
What are you naturally?
Dark brown.
Darker than me?
Probably just around yours.
Okay.
I would say that.
And so, but now I'm back to, like, having, like, blondish hair, and my hair's healthy, and I'm like, okay, fine.
You can pull off brunette and blonde, and that's a lot.
Which is a lot
to say.
Thank you. I really do like
being blonde. You like being blonde better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they have more fun? Is it true?
I don't know. I was fucking miserable when my hair was black, so maybe. Like, but I don't know if that...
I might throw a highlight in this bitch.
I don't know. With our eyebrows, Paige, it's hard.
It's hard. I would look like an alien.
I look like one reddish sort of now.
Eyebrows are really dark, though. Do you guys not see how dark my eyebrows are?
They're... No, but... But, like, compared to mine, like, this is some...
Like, yours are, like, ashy color dark. Like, Paige's are black.
Yeah, black eyebrows.
I bleached bleached my hair for $30 freshman year of college. I was having an identity crisis.
Yeah.
I looked like Gwen Stefani's sick sister. Wasn't good.
Oh, man. Well, I feel like one good thing this season was Sierra. Like, Sierra coming in was a great addition. She's and she vibes so well with you guys. I think especially, like, I feel like she had your back a lot, Hannah.
Yeah.
Which was...
You didn't even see the half of it. Like,
which was so cool because it says a lot about her to come into a new house and be like, I'm not just going to fall away from the fights or like not back anybody up. Like, she seemed like she's like a very good friend.
We're always nervous when a new person comes because we're crazy. So she came in, we immediately bonded over cats. She just has the best sense of humor. She's also like so mature for her age.
Yeah.
And like, I honestly was like looking up to her, and I was literally don't know this girl that well, crying on her shoulder 60% of the time.
She's just so genuine and like real.
But how old is she?
24.
Yeah, 24 or 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does seem very mature.
Like, almost as young as Rhea.
No, I think she just...
Yeah.
But Hannah told me that the other day.
I was honored.
I do have to say that, like, it's interesting with the media, too, that, like, instead of being like, wow, Hannah and Sierra could have fought and had this catty relationship, they bond, but instead they twist it to Hannah manipulated Sierra.
Right.
Where it's like, last summer, I hooked up with... like the biggest fuck boy I've ever met, and people were like, yes, empower to Hannah, and now I'm fucking a guy that I'm madly in love with and I get married to, and people are calling me disgusting.
Right.
It's like, I've had a lot of reflecting after this year.
And it's an interesting spin too, because I think a lot of people going into the season with the trailer and Sierra and the Luke, but the history, it was like, oh, everyone just assumed you and Sierra were not going to get along. Like, it was going to be a weird, like, competition for
they
Luke.
Got along
like,
that
they
the
were
going to
try and pin you guys against each
we
other.
We literally looked at each other and we're not messing with this dude. Yeah. And she's like, we are not. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, we actually didn't have a lot of beef. Luke would, like, continue to text us during, like, you didn't see that, but she was saying, I want boundaries. Like, he would text me at night, at night, and he would text her.
No text after 9 p.m.
And I was just like, he's texting me too. And she's like, oh, so he's trying to pursue stuff with me while still texting you.
Yeah.
I hope a lot of stuff comes out in the reunion for like why there was so much tension. And looking back, it's like, it sucked.
And what do you think going forward now with the show? Obviously the summer is coming up.
I know.
What's to happen?
I'm gonna be honest.
Let's do it all again.
I'm gonna be honest. I did not sign up for like a real world like 6 week scenario. But my comedy tour had gotten canceled. I was pretty upset about that. It was like, we might as well just all hang out together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if we're going back to like weekends where like I could do stand up during the week and, you know, be with my fiance and then like go and party with like my friends. And also like nothing that bad has happened where like I wish the best for everyone. And like we've gone through so much together. And
I think it could be solved.
Yeah. I don't think it's like it definitely doesn't seem bad enough where it's like you can't repair it at all.
I might host something at my apartment with all the girls and just be like, let's figure this out.
You should.
Put it all on the table.
Are you open to that, Hannah?
I mean, 100%. My thing is like, just don't curse me out.
Yeah.
Everyone has to just be open.
You know,
everyone has to be ready to just...
let
take
it honestly,
it and give it.
If Kyle's not there, we can have a normal
discussion. Yeah, but then how are you going to be okay with Kyle?
Kyle's whole thing is he's like defending Amanda, which is an excuse to like treat me poorly. Mm-hmm. But, it's like, as long as I'm good with Amanda, he'll chill out.
Because I thought you guys,
but I was
had
always, I was
at
always
one point when you guys both like cried at the table, and it was like, whatever, and it was like, oh, okay, and then it was like,
well,
boom.
I was definitely like, I had a breaking point, the family thing. I mean, it was an over an hour fight where some of the worst things that have ever been said to me in my life were said. Tried to quit the show 3 times, and but
literally
like,
walked
but,
out of the backyard. I was like.
But
can't
all,
go anywhere.
All, but all people saw was like my breaking point when like my dad was kind of brought up and I like blamed him and and it's hard to have like a full panic attack on TV then get made fun of by the whole internet. And then I just got it to a point. I actually called my mom and she was like, Hannah, this is so stupid. Like, go upstairs and just say fucking sorry, especially just for like the fighting. And then to Kyle, like, he just wants to know that like he's the number one guy in the house. So I just was like, Kyle, like, I look up to you, you're amazing. And then he was happy and he left me alone. And like it's the dynamic of the group. There's a hierarchy, and like I was not
on the show, you know,
I was not playing along with the hierarchy that he wanted. So but like you don't see that when you watch it.
For sure. No, I was gonna say that I think you guys need the ladies. You can, Amanda can take all those little puppies that are living in their apartment. Oh my God, how insane. You guys all can hold one. And speak.
Therapy pets.
Imagine how calm, like, that's you'll speak to each other.
I think that's really
and
nice.
In a nice
you
way.
You want to come too?
For you to, kind of, because I want to meet the puppies. So, like, all of you just have, like, this little puppy. And you'll speak so nicely to each other, because how could you possibly yell when you
What's
have a puppy?
What's so funny
on your
is, it was like,
it's impossible.
I feel like it was like 3 months ago before the season aired where Amanda was like, I want to get a dog so bad. And I'm like, Des and I have been fostering dogs for 6 months. You should foster a dog.
Yeah.
And then, like, now they're fostering. So, like, we, like, we've always had this strong friendship. It's just, it's unfortunate when, like, a guy in the mix is not helping.
Yeah, they were closer than, like, that first summer, you guys were way closer to each other than I was with either of you, really. Yeah.
How long has it been since you've talked to them?
I mean, if we're getting into it.
Well, here's, how are you going to go to the wedding? Or are you not?
I mean, I don't love the whole, like, from the beginning of the summer, it was like, if I step out of place,
you're not invited.
I just couldn't deal with that shit. I want everyone to have fun.
I mean, it's
fun.
Like 2 months away.
I want everyone to be in love.
Right? Or they're still getting married June 2021? Or no?
I'm not sure, actually. No. I'm in it. I should
I was going to say, don't worry. I didn't even know. That was the date they just kept saying a million times, was that they moved it to June something 2021.
Yeah. No, all I know is I got engaged.
No, I don't think that's the date anymore.
Okay.
When I didn't even know my sister canceled her wedding until like,
you find
2 days
out the week
ago.
Before.
Yeah.
Until someone emails me about what dress I have to get, I don't know anything.
Super fair. Super fair.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Paige now. So I think, you know, we've been chatting about you on our show also because you guys are hanging out with those Southern Charm boys.
Yes.
And it's creating a lot of conversation.
A lot of gossip.
What's going on? They're super cute. We've had Craig and Austin on our show a couple times.
They fit
too.
Into Barstool.
No, they're such bros.
Shep like sends us memes sometimes.
Remember when he was doing that? We were like, why?
We were, like, he came on and then he would just send us memes on the Chicks of the Office Instagram and we'd be like, this is hilarious.
They're so funny. They're very funny. I've known Craig for a while. He came to the house maybe... What is that? Two summers.
I remember that episode.
Yeah. So I've known him. We've always like been friends, and then we recently just got like closer. And I was going down to Charleston with my brother and his girlfriend for her 30th birthday, and it happened to be the weekend we filmed our reunion. So Sierra was in New York, and I was like, "Do you want to jump on a flight with me tomorrow and go to Charleston?" She was like, "Absolutely." So we went down there, and we just. I mean, I think I blacked out for 3 days. It was the most fun ever.
Yeah.
But no.
I feel like going to Charleston, there's nothing better than going to Charleston. Like, Charleston's already so fun.
So
fun. But going to Charleston and having them there,
it was
you just don't have to, like, lift a finger.
No,
they'll
take
you to all the best places. Like, you'll get all, like, see all the best things.
I had texted Craig, like, the week before, and I was like, I'm coming to Charleston. Let's, like, do a dinner. And he was like, I'm planning the whole weekend. He was like, I'm going to buy
a
limo.
Fam.
Like, it was just, so we went to great dinners. Him and my brother really got along. We just like went out, got drunk. It was just fun. Like, we just had fun.
Yeah. And your brother really got along.
Him and my brother. Yeah.
That's
for
nice.
Any
that's
reason? Or just
no, I don't know. Like, they just like really got, they're both lawyers. So they were just like kicking it at dinner and. I don't know. We just felt like a big group of friends.
And was that like
fun.
An introduction bonding, to the family? Like for bonding purposes? Like
no, they just like, we just all really got along.
Okay.
We had fun.
That sounds so nice.
It does. It sounds nice. I feel like there's like a missing equation, but that's...
Look, I think we're going to find out that there's like a missing puzzle piece.
Right.
And we'll be able to talk about it when we can talk about
it. Yeah, he had a girlfriend for a long time. And like he would never like cheat on his girlfriend and like definitely not with me. Like that would just never be a situation. But we're just friends.
Yeah.
No dating, nothing crazy.
Okay.
Nothing crazy. Okay.
But if anything happens, you guys will get the exclusive. Yeah,
that's a key.
That's all we ask. Okay?
I want everyone to hold on to that key word, nothing crazy, because like there could be something happening, but it's nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
It's nothing crazy.
Yeah. I'm not like checking when I'm ovulating or anything.
Nothing
wild.
Oh,
nothing
wild. Okay.
So like maybe some like kissing.
Nothing wild.
Is what she's
now that you're ovulating.
Like, she's not talking about ovulating, but kissing could be in the picture. That's nothing crazy.
You can ovulate from that.
You can get pregnant.
I've
from
ovulated
that,
from less than that.
I guess so. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and find out on whatever may be happening on Bravo.
So, Hannah, are you planning your wedding? Like, I heard you want to do it, like, soon.
So I found this like amazing venue through a family member in Long Island. And we were like, let's do it this August. Fuck it. Let's get it done. Like, it'll be COVID regulations. We could just do like a small intimate thing. And then like, it came out and there was like a lot of press. And my family was like, we know you, no, we don't.
You're out of our family.
The answer is like, no, we don't really want to be associated with you anymore. And I was like, I totally get it. Yeah. I understand. I don't want to be associated with myself anymore.
They're like, we checked Twitter and it's a no. You're not our niece anymore. So
we're officially going to be, we have like a venue for summer 2022. And it's been like, the wedding plan, it's been so fun because you're just like planning this party. I have a wedding planner, which is nice.
Is it Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
that's fun. Do you feel like obviously like you want to get married or else you wouldn't be doing it. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts in your head where you're like, okay, maybe this summer would have been too soon? Are you happier waiting?
That's
now?
A great question.
No, I think that like we were kind of got so excited with engagement. They were like, I guess you get married. And then the next day I was like asking about his cousins for the guest list. And he's like, we just got engaged. Can you enjoy it for a second? But then like the season airing has been so stressful for us.
Yeah.
Where like he's just been like incredible. Where like he wakes up and I'm just like crying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can't fix anything, but like, I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. And like, I don't want to get married during this like heat storm. And like, this is how the media works, like it's waves, and to like long term be successful on this, like you have to just stay true to yourself, own up to your shit, and then like I go on the show not to be perfect. I go on the show to make mistakes and like make people, you know, feel less alone in their own fucked upness. So I hope everyone loved the season.
Hannah really is a good person too.
Thank you, Paige.
I really do think though, like you guys are such good friends, and I think that if Hannah like really was that out of line, you like, guys wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Does
you know what I'm saying?
Pop like, off and like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, but like,
but like,
nothing,
does Lindsay not pop off and yell?
Yeah, like it's does Paige nothing not pop, like, life altering? Yeah, like right. Defamate? Like it's fine. Like she's fine, and she's also the funniest person in that house. Like if she's not in the house, no one's gonna be laughing. Like I just hope everyone knows that. Like,
I paid Paige to say. I go, you want to do a podcast today?
Yeah, oh, my
God, she's your PR. Yeah,
but yeah, I'm excited. I'm a very monogamous person too. Like I never was good with the whole like talking to multiple people, pretending I'm funny to like multiple people. So like I feel like I found my person, but I want to enjoy the engagement.
Yeah.
Because it also like we only dated for so many months. I mean, it's quarantine years, so it's dog years. You multiply it by seven.
For sure.
But I want to enjoy this, like I want to date him out of the pandemic. Like I was joking with Paige, like what if he like yells at waiters in restaurants? What if he like snaps to get a check?
To be honest, you have to like take the ring off and slam it on the table and walk out.
I actually think
that
quarantine is the opposite of dog years. I think it's less than.
Do you want to fight me right now?
Yeah. No, I do.
You've been with your fiance for a month.
You're saying if you started dating in quarantine, you actually don't know the person.
You don't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Not that you don't. I feel like you are spending a lot of time together. So you obviously are learning about that person.
Right.
But you're learning about them in a state that they have never been in before.
Right.
Like, you just don't.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to make another dog analogy, but like, if you get a dog in quarantine and like, it's just, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about your dog.
I literally was about to be like,
I'm not talking about your dog.
You're making a good
point.
No, but I'm saying
like you bond with that dog. That dog bonds with you so hard, and then like you take the dog to the dog park, and they're scared. They run away. They don't know what to do because they don't know how to see.
Park.
Well, you've been taking him to the dog park, not always. So yes, I'm not talking about Norman.
So long story short, I might get divorced.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility because you. I'm getting a dog.
She's getting rid of the fiance.
Yeah. I just feel you haven't had the time to experience the real world.
So I actually think it would be like crazy to get married.
Full, now you're
only knowing
someone
in a pandemic.
For sure.
However, this dude also has seen me in my darkest.
We
fell in love with me calling him like crying, and once he like said something like, "Wait, let me finish this story," and I was like, "If you're gonna be a narcissist in the castle and yell at me like everyone's been yelling at me," and he's like, "Are you projecting right now?" And I'm like, "Yes, you motherfucker, stop calling me out." So like, we fell in love with me being like, in my feelings, and I can play the cool girl.
When you're happy.
I can play the cool, funny, chill, like try to make a guy fall in love with me and trick his ass. But like, this dude knows my darkest shit, and he wants to be with me. Maybe that's how you find your person. Just like, fuck your shit up.
Yeah, just be at rock bottom.
Yeah,
see what happens.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the whisper voice, though, because that I can't get behind. I feel like you talk to Dez in a baby voice.
Wait, when I'm with him or on
yes,
the phone?
Yes, when you're with... I'm both.
Yes. We do whisper a lot because some way in our brain, it's like if we whisper
nobody can
audio
hear
won't pick it yeah. up. They will be writing this.
They have everything.
And they're like, you idiot.
Get like, not like, maybe not necessarily a whisper, but like a little airy, like a little airy, like.
Oh my, no, I
yeah, she has a talking to
you
a guy voice.
You have like talking to a boy voice.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, it is elevated. Like, I think that the microphone's not going to pick it up if I'm like, hey, baby.
Yeah.
Does, no, she gets do. Like they she put almost the subtitles gets like a in. Schoolgirl. I've watched it so many times.
Well, I can't like curse them out like everyone else.
Yeah,
right.
But they do put the subtitles so everyone sees it and we can read it and we get the whole visual.
Yeah,
but it is what it is. Some people just do the baby voice.
Yeah. No, I don't think I
don't go
that
far. I'll be I'll go up to him sometimes. I'll be like, I want attention.
Yeah, she does do that.
I want
she
attention. Does do that. And then they like laugh and I'm like, no, give me attention.
Yeah. This is why she's engaged and I'm single, because I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Because you don't want a guy's attention. Because you get bored of a guy's attention.
Leave me alone.
Oh, man.
Either way, I mean, you could have been engaged.
Yeah, if you decided not to.
You just didn't want the person.
Yeah, that sounds scary. Yeah. Terrifying, actually. I've done interviews before for Summer House and they've brought up Perry and getting engaged and we've had to stop because I break out into hives and they're like, we have, like, she needs makeup.
You really didn't want to get engaged to him.
I literally found out on Dumois that he could possibly be getting rings and I felt like Carrie Bradshaw because I was like, I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, no, you were Carrie Bradshaw with the dress.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta get out of here.
No, you gotta know, like, the boyfriend's gotta let you know if they're looking for rings. Did you know?
She told him, go look for rings.
No, our joke was like 3 weeks in, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna marry you. And it was like the hottest thing ever, but it's also the creepiest thing if you're like not into the guy.
The hottest thing ever?
When a dude knows what he
when
wants.
When the feelings are,
imagine,
totally infatuated with the guy, but if that happened to Paige, she would have been out.
No, literally,
call 911.
It's like a pickup line. If it's from a dude you're not into, it's creepy. But like, think of like the guy of your dreams just being like, yeah, I just know I'm gonna marry you. Like, it was hot. So then like 2-3 weeks in, I started sending him rings as a joke because I thought I wanted a pearl ring or like I wanted to be like anti-society. I was like,
you wanted something different.
I was like absolutely grow the fuck up.
Yeah. Then I was like, I want 2 diamonds like Emily Ratajkowski, and he was like, you're in losing your damn mind. And then I sent him a ring and he just wrote on it. So we're joking with each other. So I thought it was a joke. So when he actually proposed, I was like,
she's gonna be up on the altar and be like, I thought this was a joke.
I thought it was a bit we were doing. So it just shows like it's good to have a sense of humor but watch, sometimes the joke becomes reality.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
Now she's engaged.
Right now, I'm sorry. Hello.
What?
It's the movers.
Oh, the fucking they've been calling me, I think.
Imagine Fran did this in any other interview.
What's your ETA?
Excuse me, Kiki Palmer. I must answer this.
Okay, great.
This is wild.
That guy was going to keep fucking calling me because he has to actually get into my apartment.
Dude, I'm so moving too. I get it. It's
and it's not
so
even the mover.
Stressful.
He's taking my furniture.
That's
away.
Fair. We've kept you guys way longer than we should have anyway.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for coming in. This was so fun.
Thank
we can't wait to have
us.
You guys back because I know we will. Especially when we have the new studio, which, you know, we've promised our listeners that it was going to happen before May, and I don't know. Noah?
Who do we have to fire?
It's coming. It's coming.
Okay. No, it's not Noah's fault.
I will say it is pretty much entirely done, but we were told not to throw Pete under the bus, but the system...
We're waiting on some equipment.
The equipment needs to, like, for all the microphones to be plugged in is out of stock.
Yeah, the whole room is done. The whole
everyone's
is
building
done.
A podcast
room
in their
house.
The
whole room is done. Like, the one last thing that needs
to be put... The power
button! Literally, the power button.
Everybody
straight
has a podcast
the power button.
At their home.
Yeah, the power button's out of stock, so that's a problem.
Yeah, think about the amount of people that started a podcast in the past year. Like, of course the equipment's going to be...
Don't know what the ETA is on the app. And there's, like, no date on it, so... Yeah.
So we'll see, but thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for having us.
So excited for the reunion, which is next Thursday. This will be out on Monday.
Yes.
So this the reunion's Thursday night, special
9:15.
Special time. I saw the commercial. They were like, special time, 9:15. So I thought I saw it. cool saying that right there. But make sure everybody tunes in. We definitely will. And we hope to see everybody on the next season of Summer House. We hope that everyone's there. And maybe we'll see a little love story. A little.
I was like, who's banging?
I didn't know how she was going to end this. We're just going to see a little.
I'm not going to say. We'll move on.
Thanks, guys.
Now I'm horny.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys had a great weekend, ready to kickstart this week with some Friday energy. Ooh, let's do a foot tap. Yeah, woo!
Oh my God, I almost just threw myself backwards.
Honestly, I really fucking went for it.
I almost, way harder than I thought you were going
to
do it.
That would have been great. But everybody, have a great week. Have a great Monday, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Wow.